Hello.
Kia ora.
Davey.
Hi, 大家好。
안녕하세요.
Mori.
Hi, 大家好。
Satsuya Call.
Kamonatsu.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. You might be at that point in the semester where you're feeling on top of your classes and you know your way around campus. But there's just one thing missing. A group of friends to hang out with. In this episode, you're going to hear about five places you can go to meet new people. And it turns out I've got some mates to help you out. Let me introduce you to Charbel, Jordan, Michael and Claire.
Hi, my name's Claire. I'm the president of the Western Sydney Debating Union.
Hi, I'm Jordan. I'm the secretary of the Western Sydney Kendo Club.
I'm Michael. I'm the president of the Western Sydney Kendo Club.
Hi, I'm Charbel. I'm a fourth year medical science student and I'm here to talk about Out and About.
Hey.
Number one, places to hang out on campus.
So Parramatta City Campus, I really love level 3. I don't know, just the greenness of it. There's a few cool places that you can hang out because there's like different types of chairs and stuff. And we normally just like study or chill there.
And it's like, you know, centrally located as well. So you can always duck down and get food. And
Yeah. So it's just like on level 3 in Parramatta City Campus. So you just can go downstairs and get the new share tea that's opened up, which is great.
I used to study at Bankstown and Liverpool Campus. So at Bankstown Campus, our favourite facility to hang out was the pool tables. It was just outside the cafeteria, so it was strategically placed so you can have your hot chips and play pool at the same time. Liverpool, when I moved to Liverpool, it's a bit different. Liverpool on campus, there's still the library, which I find quite nice. The study rooms is quite nice because on each floor, there's some place to study and you can have a, you know, citywide view. But mostly because of the locality of Liverpool campus, because it's slap bang right in the city, you can go to Westfields next door, you can get Gongcha, share tea, all the type of milk teas you want.
Everyone loves bubble tea here.
Yeah, it's great. Yes.
And, you know, we have like other hobbies nearby. There's parks, there's playgrounds. You get the whole citywide experience that you would find, say, city campus or any other sort of university.
My main campus is in Paris South. I think my favorite place would be the library, actually, just directly to the left of the entrance where you've got all the bean bags and the chairs and the stuff. You can just lie there, have a talk with your friends or just plug in some earphones.
For me, so I'm based at Campbelltown. We've got a lot of ponds around the campus.
Oh, beautiful.
So I enjoy just going out there, just sitting on one of like the stalls there and just enjoy it. Just take some fresh air.
One of the things I love about the Western campus, especially the Parramatta ones, is that it's right next to the river. So there's so much green space that you can just go and have a lie down in the sun between a class and chill out, right? What would you say is one of the, or what would you say are the kind of buzzing, lively areas of the different campuses that you guys are at? Like if you're looking to just bump into someone or make a new friend, where would you go?
So at Campbelltown, it'll definitely be the learning commons. So you've got like pool tables, you've got like little chill areas that you can just sit down. And a lot of students just go there to just play pool, I guess, and just chat and have like their little club meetings. So it's pretty cool. You definitely bump into someone there.
So we have ping pong tables at a level 1 in Parramatta City, and we just like kind of randomly burst each other. Yeah. Just like randoms. I'm just like, I want to play with someone. Hey, random person studying. Do you want to have a break?
That's such a good idea. That is such a good idea to make new friends. Challenge them to ping pong.
I suck at it, but so they're winning, so it's all good.
Well, you get a new friend out of it, yeah. So you both win.
두 번째.
너.
이.
누이.
비리.
Number 2, clubs and societies. Claire, what is the weirdest club that you've come across at your time at Western?
Oh, I think all of the clubs are a little bit weird. I especially say with debating would be, but I think like one of the best clubs is Nerd Fighters. They're a bit weird. They have like movie nights. We did a debate of Harry Potter with them. So we collaborated and we just debated about Harry Potter, which was kind of weird, but cool. I like it.
What do they do, Nerd Fighters?
So Nerd Fighters are an awesome club on campus. What they do is they combine for their love of nerdy things and they like have movie nights, they have like game nights, they have D&D sometimes, so it's like a really cool variety club for all that little nerd inside you.
And what about you, Charbel? What's your favorite weird club?
I would have to go with Nerd Fighters as well. I've attended their 24-hour marathon, so it was like it's a 24-hour marathon, gaming marathon for like a charity. And I just went there and just gamed the entire night. Like that was my first time experiencing D&D and I just played the entire night.
Yeah,
I would not
right.
stop.
And that's, so again, a really, really great way to make new friends, right?
Yeah, just, like a lot of new friends.
And I mean, there's always the one really big club that everyone seems to be a part of or everyone seems to know about at uni. What is that at Western?
The Vietnamese Student Association.
Everyone's in there.
The VSA.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about what they do.
The Vietnamese Student Association, they do some cool events, not just for Vietnamese people, you know. There's a lot, like, I know Cambodians who are in it, and a lot of Chinese people in it. They run a lot of social networking events, and they do some, you know, pretty cool events like free banh mi tet on campus and, you know, free, I think, summer rolls on campus. They do that too. Yeah, they host these really cool events on campus and that, you know, everyone gets stuck into, and they really liven up that campus atmosphere. So
yeah, they do a lot of barbecues as well, and they do just sausage sizzles as well. And it's really, of course, the sausage sizzle culture of Australia.
When you guys came to uni for the first time, what was the first club that you joined and why?
The Kendo Club.
The Kendo Club as well.
Yeah, I think when I just showed up, I was the only one in my friend group to come to Western Sydney. So I was looking around and I saw kendo, and I'd seen it before in like Japanese anime and stuff like that. And I thought I may as well give it a try. And here I am 5 years later.
And you've made some friends out of it too.
Yes, I've made quite a few friends out of it.
Yeah, definitely not me.
What about you, Claire? I mean, because everyone's a little bit shy when they're showing up to university for the first time and just looking to connect with people. What kind of club would you suggest for someone who's just looking to get into something that maybe isn't so specialized, but is just a good way to make friends?
So when I first started, I got into debating, but I also got into music club. I am not musically talented. I can sort of sing. So I find music club, they're absolutely amazing. They're super welcoming. They're always doing things on campus. So I think if you want to learn an instrument, they teach you. If you're wanting to jam out, they'll do that as well. So they're an awesome club for just like anybody, and because you can learn that skill. But for me, my first one would be debating. I just learned so many things about how to argue properly and structure and public speaking skills that I just love. And that's why I'm president of it.
So for me, I still remember like my friend dragging me to debating for like one of their first sessions. And he's like, you can really benefit from this. You can overcome your fear of public speaking, which is something that I still struggle with. And it does work. Like you get there, you start to learn how to structure your arguments and you start to win arguments. And that's the best thing about it. And you can use it anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that is basically essay writing, right?
Exactly.
What are some of your tips for someone who's looking to join a club, but there's, you know, can't decide between all 250 of them?
You'd have to find a club that aligns with your values and beliefs. So if you're interested in something, just pursue it, go check out one of their sessions, see if you like it. If you do, join up.
And I know that once you've joined a club, you know, you're part of a community and a society, but all of you are executives in the clubs that you are from. And I know that it gives you a lot of opportunity to, you know, kind of move up and get a little bit more involved in the direction of those clubs as well. So tell me a little bit about your experience, you know, becoming the president of the debating club, Claire.
So, I really enjoy debating. Being the president is a bit overwhelming sometimes, but I find it's really good. I think that being able to just create policies that are more engaging. So we have a lot of things where we're trying to engage more females, we're trying to make our club more multicultural, just to like really reflect our area and like what we can bring. And I think it's just really cool to be able to go to international tournaments and represent the Western there. It's just amazing.
To be an executive, have to be passionate about the club, and you want to be passionate in the way that you're helping this club run. So I was passionate in helping set up our club for every time we have gradings, every time we have a registration, every time we have a competition, and also all these little, like Western Fair and Campus Life Uni Games. It's just that it helps. Being an executive helps. It teaches you so many things. I've had to learn how to build a website.
Yeah.
I'm a policing student. I learned how to build a website.
Such great experiences though, right? Like, yeah.
And as president, it's good to learn how to create relationships with other clubs. So for example, UTS Kendo Club, UNSW Kendo Club, or UCID Kendo Club. We've got old members from all those clubs coming to visit us. Yeah. We get invitations to participate in events across Sydney and sometimes internationally as well.
Trebelle, what do you do if the club that you really want to join doesn't exist yet.
You create it.
It's that easy?
It's literally that easy. You have to find members, find people that share your vision, and just sign them up. I think you need like maybe 10 members, and you can just lodge a form online and you just sign up and you create your own club.
Sam.
Din.
Se banche.
Din.
Tattoo.
Number 3, join a sports club. Basketball courts, gyms, football fields, and hockey pitches. The beauty of going to university in Western Sydney is that you have so much space and room for sport. Jordan, Michael, what are some of the sports that are available?
So Western Sydney has a large variety of sports and clubs. There's the tennis club that I know of. There's skateboarders. I would say the sport.
Yeah.
You're doing something active.
There's also like the boxing club. Martial arts clubs like taekwondo, kendo. And I think there's been an interest in judo recently as well that's been growing.
And also, and otherwise the clubs, they also have tryouts from time to time, so you can represent the uni. Volleyball is one of them. Baseball is one of them. I think soccer and football are one of them.
Say that you are really good at a particular sport. Say that you love martial arts and you've been doing it for a really long time. Can Western support you in some way?
Every year, I think, they have an application for the Elite Athletes Program, that's it. If you can prove your dedication, show like your training schedule, stuff like that, they are willing to provide like a scholarship and provide notes to help you get extensions on assignments so that you may continue representing the uni in that sport.
What if you're looking to try something new? What if you suddenly want to play tennis, but you've never played tennis before in your life? Claire, are there any particular clubs or sports clubs that are really accessible to newbies?
So I have no balance at all, but I recently went on the venture with Lovely, the skateboarding club, and they offer like free skateboarding lessons with like actual coaches. I may have fallen a few times, but it's really fun. It's completely free, and I can actually ride slightly a skateboard now, so I'm very happy with that skill.
What if you're just looking to get fit or find some new friends in not such a serious environment? What can you do?
So the Western Sydney sports offices, they made, I think, social sporting events. They hold those regularly. Even the last one they had was a basketball social sporting event. And you just come in, have fun, and then after that, during that time you're playing, make new friends. And then after that, because it's social, like everyone's going to have, you're going to have fun after. Mm. It's where you make lifelong friends while playing something, while being active at the same time. Humans are social animals. That's what I learned from my degree. So, what's the best way to get someone to do something? You give them an incentive socially to be able to do it. And if they find that they like it, it's two birds and one stone, I feel.
China.
Char.
네 번째.
Char.
Say.
Number 4. Let's find out a little bit more about Out and About. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so I know there's a trip for like the Blue Mountain, like exploring the Blue Mountains. I know there's an activity which is like learn to surf. So you go and you pretty much learn how to surf. There's one for Port Stephens, which includes like, if you're lucky, I guess you get to see some dolphins and whales. I know there's like a Hunter Valley trip. So I'm assuming that's going to be like a wine tasting tour. Canberra, visiting Canberra, some like going to Taronga Zoo. So there's different kinds of activities.
It sounds like a bucket list of things that people would want to do when they're visiting Sydney. So yeah, a really convenient way to explore and get to know the place. So how big is the Out and About program?
Yeah, so I would say it's pretty big. Like every year we have different types of activities and students can just register online. Of course, there's a fee for that, but it's usually like you get it at a discounted price compared to what you would have to pay if you get it elsewhere.
And why do you think that it's important for first-year students or new students to engage with something like Out and About?
For myself, coming from a different country, I feel like I don't know much about Australia. And engaging with Out and About offered me a way to kind of go like little sightseeing tours and adventures. And I find it that it offers a peace of mind because you're going with people who have like first aid certificates, they're trained in their field, they've done all the risk assessments, they know that what you're going on is actually a safe trip and everything's been kind of thought of before and planned. So I think that offers me that peace of mind.
And do you think students who maybe aren't really that outdoorsy can still get involved?
Yeah, so they do offer, I think, indoor activities as well. So it just depends on what activity you're into and what's on offer.
다섯 번째.
번지.
샤니.
Number 5. Chaplaincy. I'm talking to Michelle from the programs unit. So tell me, Michelle, what is chaplaincy?
So chaplaincy is a team we have across all our campuses. We have a program coordinator and they assist students who are looking to find some spiritual assistance. So we have chaplains from all different denominations and they organise events on campus for those students. They also run quite a few programs such as our soup kitchens, and they're really a friendly face and a kind ear to listen to you. So they're there on all of our campuses. Mm. While we don't necessarily have every denomination covered, we have a lot of them covered. And even if we don't have a chaplain on campus that's the same denomination as someone else, they have the ability to help you find someone in your local area who you can connect with.
Where can people get access to the chaplaincy program or services? Like, is there a drop-in place on campus or?
Yep. So each campus, there is an office for the chaplains. And the great thing is they also have their contact phone numbers. So if you can't catch them in the office because they are often running around, they have their phone number that you can give them a call and organise to make a time to meet with them.
And what kind of faiths or denominations are offered?
So we have Christian, we have Buddhist, we have Greek Orthodox, we have Islam. So there's quite a few different denominations that are covered.
And also we run a soup kitchen every week. So we get together, a bunch of student volunteers will get together and we'll cook a meal. So it's a great way to, A, learn how to cook and get a free meal, as well as engage a lot with like different students.
And the great thing is you don't have to be religious to go. It's open to all students and there's no sort of your conversations are what you want to have. So there's no sort of set guide to how your conversation's going to go on the evening.
It sounds like a really nice non-judgmental space. If you have any more questions, head to westernsydney.edu.au and make sure you check out the other episodes, like Cheap Eats, where you can find out the best places to eat around campus with your new friends. Thanks for listening. I'm Sid Sharma. See you next time.